referendum will be placed on the November 4th general election ballot, asking Weston residents if they want to continue bus service in the village and if they're willing to pay for it with property taxes. Village residents overwhelmingly said yes to bus service in a referendum in June of 2012, but then voted against paying for it in a second referendum later that year. Jean Abreu is a member of the bus task force of the social justice group NAOMI. She had hoped a third vote wouldn't be necessary.
We were disappointed. We were hoping that maybe the village would simply say yes, that the issue would then be just put into the budget, and that would be that. This is a community issue. It's not just Weston's issue alone.
Because, Abreu says, the public bus routes serve the entire metropolitan area, including the communities of Wausau, Schofield, and Rothschild.
Handicapped folks are just one slice of the people who use it. There are students who are using the bus. There are families who don't have automobiles or elderly. And I think, too, we always forget that we're all one accident away from not being able to drive.
Weston is currently paying about $47,000 a year to keep the buses running. Funding became an issue because of Governor Walker's cuts in state aid to municipalities. Weston Village President Lauren White and Village Administrator Daniel Guild both refused to comment for this story. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.